Hello, this is Kendra Leeton, and today we're here with a PA named Katie Shubin. So, my first question for you is just tell me about the process of deciding to become a PA. Like, what did you start off pursuing, and how did you know you wanted to become one?
Yes, I think that's a really good question. I went into my undergrad thinking I wanted to be a doctor. And we were told by, I think, our science professors, okay, there's 40% of you will maybe continue to pursue it, and there'll be 60% that decide on different paths. So I kind of veered from the MD route and wasn't even sure I wanted to do medicine for a little bit, just because I was discovering other, like, passions that I had. And I got into this health science, like, class that was really interesting, that a bunch of professionals came into, like MDs, like an MD that was a woman that, like, said she loved it and this was her lifestyle and she had kids and it worked well for her. And then, like, dentist and PA and nurses and everybody in the medical field. And so I decided, as part of that class, we did an internship spring break of my sophomore year. So I was still on the MD track, but even thinking about sports medicine, or like doing that sports medicine, like sports ministry, because that was something I was involved with soccer.
My class just had someone come in and talk about sports ministry. It's a new minor offered here.
It is. And I think that, like, people started talking about, like, what do you really never tire of and what do you love? And I had played soccer and I was doing camps and I was like, gosh, I feel like I could work a camp all day and it might be feel tiring, but I could do it a long time. And I really do, like, it energizes me. So I kind of thought about that a little bit, but after I did this spring break internship, I shadowed a doctor, and then he let me shadow other doctors in the clinic as well as two PAs. And I had no idea what a PA was at that time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of talked to all of them, asked a ton of questions, the whole lifestyle thing, you know, or questions that you have, even like, oh, I want to have a family, or what does this look like? Would you do it again if you had the chance? And the doctor that I felt like it was a week of mentoring that I was blessed with by him.
Awesome.
And I just really feel like I kind of thought, you know what? I don't think I want to pursue being an MD. I don't know that I'm even into, like, I don't even know if I want to do medicine, but I think at that time I was like, yeah, I think I could do this PA thing. And I feel like it seems more reasonable to me. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just made a switch, and it was, like, awesome because my college roommate was also pursuing that. So I was.
Is that, like, a track that you guys had? Was, like, a PA track?
It was. We had a lot of us did Kines because that's, like, we didn't have Allied Health.
That's what I mean.
Yes. So it was like I had already taken anatomy and phys. Mm-hmm. I kind of was declared as a major because I was going to do several majors together, and it was called an interdisciplinary studies major, where you, like, kind of formed your own major, but you got enough of this and this and this class. So I kind of had, like, most of the classes that I needed. Mm-hmm. And I had already done organic chem, so I, you know, had done a full year of bio, and I was like, I think this is the direction I'm gonna go. And so after that spring break, I kind of just started pursuing it. And I felt like, okay, my undergrad science classes and just undergrad in general was pretty intense, and I knew I didn't want to go from, like, spring of that into PA school. So I, like, mentally was like, okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to work in the medical field, and then I'll apply and I'll see what happens. And if I don't get in, I'll just maybe work another year.
That's my goal right now.
Yes. And I do, I mean, in the thought process of that and even telling you how good that was for me, I feel like the years that you have of a break in between your undergrad and whatever graduate school you have are both, like, as far as with being a PA and needing, like, some type of experience, I think the experience, you recognize that the experience is, like, just
as important.
It's very important in your education, because even things that you don't realize that you're learning, you're learning. Mm-hmm. And I think if you ask questions and you're curious, you know, everything will add on top of your experience, so that when you get to PA school, things aren't brand new.
True.
You know? And so I think being around the medical field is good, because, you know, pursuing an MD or DO track, you are in school a long time, and then, you know, but everything is brand new.
True.
So you don't have this experience. Whereas I think, I realized that even experience that as a, you know, as a, basically it was like, I was an MA was very good for me. Like, because you learn how to interact with people, you ask questions about what they're getting treated for, why you're doing certain blood, you know, blood tests. And I think you really learn a lot. Like, you don't have that much time in school to learn it all. And a year of clinicals is not that long to really learn everything that medicine has to kind of, you know, show or teach you.
What did you do for that? Like, what was your experience?
Yeah, so I was kind of fortunate in that my mom's cousin was the head of an ICU, and they were, like, short
really?
Somebody.
Oh,
so I
love that.
Yes, it was really, like, so it was very quick-paced, intense. Like, I was called a technical assistant, but I was basically at one of the counters, and I would put in the doctor's orders. I would go and run labs down or blood products, help the nurses. And then I asked a ton of questions, you know what I mean? Because then I would float and do maybe blood pressures. I should have like been able to do phlebotomy, but they let me float regardless. Mm-hmm. So I was like, really, that was my experience. And I didn't do anything in my undergrad. Because I wasn't thinking.
Well, most people don't. That's what I've heard, because it's hard. And you have to get that foot in the door, which that's why I had to take this class, because it was like, I'm doing this, and I've heard you can get like certified as an MA through a doctor. So I'm like, I've learned all these. I just need like EKG and shots, and I've got the MA stuff.
Absolutely. And I think that the phlebotomy piece of it is very important. And if you know how to draw blood, I think it could help you in the future. But then also it can, like, you can get a phlebotomy job too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is, I think then you're still around, you're around people that are sick. You know, you can ask questions about why, like, you can look at what labs are ordered and why they're doing them. And
true.
I think there is always stuff to learn, like, just being in the medical realm. So
I felt like I talked the girl's ear off that was, like, shadowing me from my phlebotomy stuff.
Because
I love babies and, like, watching them develop, and especially, like, NICU stuff.
Yes.
I have a couple friends that were in there.
Yes.
And I heard that you can, like, hold the babies as, like, oh, what is it called that we need to get? Community service.
Oh.
Because it's not paid. And I'm
like,
that's my dream job. Like, put me in there.
Yes.
So being around like a bunch of pregnant people and like they would even bring in their babies after for those post checkups. And I'm like, let me just ask as many questions as I can.
Yes. That's
because
great.
Then I know the answers.
Yeah.
Like, even for the computer system. I watched it for 2 days and I was like, even though this is in Spanish, I know how to do it now.
Yes.
Because I've been observant.
Yeah.
And I know she was annoyed, but I was like, this is what I'm passionate about. I want to get something out of this, not just do it to check off the hours.
No, I think that's great.
But she looked like she hated her job. So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just doing my best. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. You're wanting to learn. And that's what the years, I've had a lot of people or students from APU that have pursued different medical careers. And one girl in particular that pursued being a PA, there's a few actually, but she was a scribe and she was really discouraged. She didn't get into school 1 year. I think she was an EMT and then she didn't get into school and she became a scribe. And you know what that is?
Like, yeah, they write the notes.
Yes.
I heard it's super competitive now.
I think it is. But I think it's like, and regardless, I think you learn wherever you are, but she, I think, like, I think it might have been 3 years in between her undergrad and that she got into PA school, but PA school is so quick that I feel like those years of learning were, like, they're not wasted years.
True, as long as you're still, like, getting those hours, you're learning something.
Yes.
Like, it kind of makes me think back to, like, that psychology, like, nature, nurture, like, you have, like, that nurturing of, like, school environment, but then nature being put in that environment to work that you, like, learn actually what you're supposed to do and the things that you keep doing over and over again, like blood pressure, blood glucose, respirations.
Yeah.
What was the other one that I just learned? Just like pulse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The pulse one that was on my finger.
Yes, yes.
That's what I love about one of my kines classes is it's an emergency response training or whatever.
That's great, yeah.
So we got CPR, first aid, AED certified.
Oh, that's great.
Took vitals, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I had my physio teacher say, why are you even in that kinesiology major? How is that going to help you for PA school?
Oh.
And I talked to him because I was there for lab for like an hour longer than everyone else.
Yeah.
Because we were just talking and I finally at the end convinced him. He's like, wow, I think more people should be doing this route. You're really set up well.
Yeah.
Then I don't need to take that. Neuro, I'm probably going to push myself to take cell my very last semester just because I think it's really good.
Probably. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't have to take, there's one more that's just like a killer class, upper division. That I was like, I don't need this for like my mental health, my emotional health.
Yeah.
When you're so stressed out, like trying to give your all, it's kind of almost feels like I'm wasting like classes when I'm taking two of them at the same time instead of really pouring myself into one.
Yes. Yes. And I think, do you need it or not? That's the question. If you don't need it.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yes.
That's
what I think about. Yeah, true. And learn it well. And then you're going to have to take it again in PA school. So I feel like the learning really is like sometimes in the studying, the study skills. And I know that you had maybe asked, oh, I don't know if that was one of your, can I jump to that best study school question? You said, what's your best study skill you developed? And I think, I don't know if I have a best study skill, but I remember my first semester of PA school. And I studied pretty hard in my undergrad. But I think I was like, I just thought, wait, this is like my career. I have to pass this to continue to go on. So I decided I was just going to study on my own initially. I didn't know what the best way of doing that. But basically, I would just go home and I would go over the notes, like over and over again. And you almost think, how can you read that over and over again? But it basically just got almost like imprinted on my mind. So the first test came through and I was like, I know this stuff inside and out, and I was fearful of like passing, but after I was done with the test, I'm like, I think I did really well.
Wow.
Just because I think it was like, I probably never studied as many hours for a test, but it was more just like, this is my full-time job right now. And so I think at the beginning, it's like making sure you're putting everything into it. And then you could figure out, okay, can I study in a group for this kind, this other class? Or, you know what I mean? Is there a different way? Like maybe sometimes my classmates didn't understand stuff. So I'd learn it on my own super well. And then I was like, okay, let me teach it to you because you teach stuff and you learn it even better.
That's what my teachers have been saying. That's why our SI sessions are now like, we're going to have these questions and we're going to have groups come up and present it.
Yes. Yes. I do. I feel like you're like, when you teach it, then you have to think it through in such a way that you're, you know, having to like make somebody else understand it, which I think is just a different, it's on a different level than just regurgitating it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the study skill was more just like discipline of, and I lived by myself, which I think was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just go home. I had a study space. So like my desk that I studied at, and I think I also gave myself like the permission to like, I needed to exercise. I needed to like, you know, have certain things that like I needed to eat right. So
that's like, a big thing for me lately is having to work on that.
Yeah.
I just started taking my physio book and putting it on the treadmill and walking with it.
Yeah.
Cause I felt like so much pain when you're like, hunched over, trying to read it, highlight, and you're like, wow, I feel horrible.
Yes.
And I forgot to eat because I studied for like 4 hours.
Yes. And we did that a lot. There was a gym right down the street from my PA school. And so we would go there and like, you can ride a bike and read almost anything. You know what I mean? And it's not like maybe you're doing a hard cardiac workout, but you're like,
you're just sprinting, trying to read.
Yes. But like sitting on a bike or even doing the elliptical is possible to maybe focus a little bit. So I think you start to learn, okay, I just need to be moving a little bit. And that was super beneficial to, like recognizing that you do need other components than just studying too.
I love it. I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the last question that I'm going to ask for this is just like how your faith plays into your career. Because I know sometimes like people have that mindset that like, science and Christianity sometimes don't go together.
Yes.
And like coming to APU, I really appreciated that our science department, we'd start by praying and stuff like that. But I just want to hear like personally how that worked with you.
I think that's a good question because I didn't always work at APU. So I think about like my first job and, you know, I think just as a Christian and regardless, you're going to have like good and bad days. But I think I think you want to represent well. And so I feel like by nature of just working hard and being kind to other people and maybe sometimes going out of your way to do tasks that maybe they haven't said, okay, you don't need to change the table paper. But if I'm free to do so, then I'll just take it off and throw it away myself. I think in like an outside environment, that means the world to people. And it's a very small thing. But I do think that like you also, you know what I mean, want to show that like beyond just the medical part that you're like, there's something deeper inside of you, just being mm-hmm. kind to people too. So I think I learned in my rotations as I think back, like that people said, like I didn't know everything like knowledge wise. I just wasn't at that stage like early in my clinicals, but they were like, okay, you like it's easy to get hired when you're likable. Yeah. And so I think being a Christian in the sense of you don't have to be friendly by nature, but I feel like Christ calls us to be kind and
yeah.
you know what I mean? And interested in people. And, certainly I think in general, it helps to like be friendly and like, so people's guards can go down. And so that
can trust you.
Yes. There's an automatic trust and openness. And so certainly coming to APU, there's a different component because we are a Christian institution. Mm-hmm. And so I think what I love about working here is to that we, like I work with Christian staff. And so, you know what I mean? There's components that I never had at my other jobs where it's like we have devotions every week and I feel like so encouraged
really?
By my staff.
I love that.
It's awesome. And I know that this is not every job that I'll work at because I do a side job sometimes on the weekends and that's not what it looks like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are really rude and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get my job done and try to be kind. And like, you know what I mean? That is all I can do. But I think in this environment too, people come in like needing help or needing answers. And oftentimes we ask them to their full history, which might include things that they don't feel comfortable telling us because they feel like maybe they'll get in trouble for like doing something that they're per se not allowed to. Yeah. But everything in this this office is confidential. So like it definitely is a space where people can open up and be honest. And we want that because in order to really help somebody medically, you have to know, you know, let's just say somebody is like smoking marijuana and I'm like treating them for anxiety and depression. Like it's important for me to know other substances that they're on so that if they counter that certain medication, but
yeah,
then also to know why, like the underlying reason of why you're, why are you doing that? Like, and you know, offering to pray for somebody when it feels like appropriate mm-hmm. and people can always decline. But I think just maybe having a little bit more of, an environment that's friendly to that, because I do feel like there's a power of just like, well, certainly I believe in prayer, but I think also just encouraging somebody because I think we're like our whole body is, you know, physical and it's like true. Mental and spiritual. And, you know, when you look at just one aspect, like a physical aspect of somebody, I think you're not looking at that whole person. So
I love that so much. Like that's kind of my mantra of like what I want to bring to PA school is bringing in holistic health. Mm-hmm. I broke it down to mind, body, and spirit, like you said. And I really... like I've applied for the Office of Women's Development I get to hear back next week, I want to say.
Okay.
But they're like, what would you bring to the team? And I'm like, I want to bring this holistic health and specifically like really focusing on emotional health too, because like so many of my classes are all just physical cellular level. And it's like, you know what? You're not going to be able to help someone who's constantly getting sick because they have anxiety and depression and or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so they're constantly, their brain is kind of like weighing them down in their heart. And so that's why they get sick so much. But if you cure that, then a lot of other pieces come together. Absolutely. Or even eating healthier, like the magic of that.
Yes. Absolutely. I feel like there's so many holistic ways to kind of look at health. And when you're like, wait, you're not sleeping. So how do you expect to mentally...
For the next day, feel okay.
Not be aggravated, you know what I mean? Or not look anxious at certain things, for sure. So yeah, it is, it's super important. I think that regardless of if you work in like a, you know, in a religion-based institution or not, I feel like as a Christian, I think we're called to like bring, you know, our faith anywhere. And so for a lot of the times, I think hardly will ever a patient refuse prayer. And if they do, that's okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's not like we're going to get upset.
Yeah. No, because I mentioned that this job that I work on the weekend, I feel like what you start to realize is that you there's certain walls that will break down. Sorry, you're like going on 20 minutes. But
oh, that's okay. This is all good stuff.
Certain walls that break down when you initially talk to somebody. And if you just give them a moment more of maybe being listened to or time, that you will be able to expose a lot more. True. And what, you know, one of those examples is I go to Mexico with Mexico Outreach. Yeah. And there was a woman who came to our clinic and she said she had really bad headaches. And so just asking her the simple question of, do you have any like stress in your life? And she's, you know, I think our normal stressors of like, oh, I have to work, I'm not sleeping. But she's like, my son was kidnapped, I don't know if he's okay. And I think it was like, okay, well, this is the reason you're having the headache. So how can we maybe help that stress right now? And maybe there's not like a, you know,
one simple answer. But
it's not a simple solution, but like certainly knowing that's what's causing her headache instead of just giving her ibuprofen, you know, or Tylenol for that headache. Yeah. So truly then, like, I feel like that could be a spiritual, you know, connection and a way of like offering prayer and just remembering to continuously lift her up in prayer. I feel like that's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do I have somebody?
You're sitting in here sipping coffee and talking. I'm sorry. I just didn't know. Are you going to be done at 1:30?
Yeah. Do I have somebody right now?
Two.
Oh, two?
Yeah, but one's early.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to just, that's all. Just in case.
Yes, she wants to be a PA.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Okay.
See, now this is part of the job. Like, Katie, what are you thinking?
do I have somebody right now? Because I did open up my schedule at 1:40.
Oh, perfect. I think she was she 1:40? Maybe.
Well, no, but I don't know if somebody's scheduled.
Let me look.
I'm just going to end this
now. Yeah. Okay.
But thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And I really loved all of the knowledge that you had to bestow on me. And I just thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.